Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are tackling something today that I think, you know, it sits right at the center of this massive tug of war in education.
It really does.
Usually when we talk about edtech, we're either talking about making learning fun and engaging, or we're talking about making testing secure and rigorous.
And it feels like those two things are always fighting each other.
Exactly. It creates a lot of friction, doesn't it?
It does. You have the creative side, the teaching, and then you have this administrative side, the security, the grading, all the boxes that need to be checked, and the teacher's just stuck right in the middle of it all.
Yes, exactly. We talk about the education bottleneck, and today I want to talk about the time bottleneck. We're asking teachers to be content creators, IT support, and, you know, security guards all at once.
It's an impossible job description.
So to unpack this, we're looking at two very distinct pieces of tech. For today, I've nicknamed them the Fortress and the Engine.
I like that framing. It really captures the two different functions we're looking at.
So on one side, you have the Fortress. That's a platform called exam.met.
Yeah, and on the other, the Engine, which is a tool called Auto Content API.
And our goal today isn't just to review them separately. We want to see what happens when you combine them, because based on my research, if you plug this specific engine into this specific Fortress, you might actually solve that bottleneck we just talked about.
A pretty exciting idea.
So let's start with the Fortress. Let's unpack exam.net.
Right. So exam.net is a real heavyweight in the assessment space. We're talking about a platform used by, I think, over 270,000 teachers globally.
Wow.
And its core value is exactly what you called it, a fortress. It is built from the ground up for high stakes testing.
When you say high stakes, what are we talking about here? Is this for a Friday pop quiz or something bigger?
Well, it can be used for that, but it's robust enough for nationwide final exams. In fact, that's how it's used in Sweden.
Okay, so this is serious.
It's very serious. The core feature is this high security mode. When a student starts an exam, the browser just, it locks down. You can't leave the window. You can't open a new tab to Google an answer. Nothing.
A digital lockdown, which I have to be honest, sounds a little bit intense.
It can sound that way. Yeah. A lot of people hear proctoring software and think it's just surveillance.
Right, like you're just policing the students, which feels like a grim way to run a classroom.
I get that. But if you dig into their teacher's view features,
yeah,
it's actually trying to replicate the helpful parts of a real classroom.
How so?
Well, in a real room, a teacher walks the aisles, right? They can see if a student is stuck or if they haven't started writing yet. Exam.net digitizes that. The dashboard shows the teacher real-time progress for every single student.
I saw a note about a chat function that I thought was really clever.
Yes, and that's a perfect example. In a physical exam, you raise your hand, the teacher comes over, whispers, maybe distracts everyone else.
Yeah, it's awkward.
In exam.net, the student just messages the teacher directly inside the locked exam. The teacher replies instantly, so you get that individual support, but without disrupting the secure environment.
That makes sense. It's less I'm watching you and more I'm here if you need me.
Exactly.
But a secure browser is still just an empty box, you know? I was really surprised by the depth of the tools here. It's not just a notepad, is it?
Oh, far from it. And this is where the fortress metaphor becomes a fully stocked armory.
Okay.
If you're a math teacher, you have integrations with JoJoBra for graphing. You've got Desmos built right in, a proper equation editor.
And for the science teachers, I saw things like drawing areas and periodic tables.
Exactly. Mm. And the language support is huge spell checkers in Swedish, Italian, French, you name it. They've tried to remove every single technical barrier, so the only thing left is, do you know the material?
Right. And the user stats are pretty telling. Something like 92% of users feel confident it prevents cheating. So exam.net has solved the environment problem. They built the safe room.
They have.
But, and here's the pivot, the room is empty until a teacher puts a test in it.
And there's the rub. The teacher still has to write the test. And not just the test, but the study guides, the practice materials, everything before the test. Exam.net even says that while their platform saves time on marking, the creation part is still a huge manual lift.
Which brings us perfectly to our second character, the engine. Let's talk about Auto Content API. Now, I want to be clear for everyone listening. This is not another chatbot.
No.
This isn't ChatGPT where you type a prompt and wait.
Yeah.
You describe this as industrial infrastructure. What does that distinction even mean?
It means it's not designed for a human to sit there and chat with it one-on-one. Yeah. It's designed for developers. It's an API-first model.
API, application programming interface.
Right. So you don't type a prompt. You send a request via code.
Mm.
And you don't send one request. You can send, you know, 10,000.
Oh, so it's the difference between baking one cake in your kitchen versus running a factory that produces 10,000 cakes an hour.
That's a perfect analogy. It connects with automation tools people might know, like Zapier or Make. The inputs can be anything, URLs, PDFs, raw text, even YouTube videos. And the key thing is the output isn't just a summary. It creates broadcast-ready assets.
Broadcast-ready? That's a bold claim. What are we actually getting out of this machine?
Well, looking at the documentation, it's pretty impressive. It can output a full podcast episode, like, very similar to this one, with two different AI voices discussing the material.
No way!
Yeah. It can create vertical videos for TikTok or Shorts with AI avatars. It generates slide decks, infographics, and this is the crucial part for exam.net. It makes structured quizzes and study guides.
I've seen comparisons to Google's Notebook LM, which we've talked about before. Is this just a competitor to that?
The output is similar, but the use case is totally different. Notebook LM is for you to upload your file. It's a consumer tool. Auto Content is for a company, a platform like exam.net, to build into their system.
So they could say, we don't just host tests, we help you generate them.
Exactly. And the economics are just fascinating. If you wanted to produce a high-quality audio summary of a textbook chapter manually.
You're talking hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands, voice actors, editors, days of work.
Right. With an API like this running on a credit model, you're talking about cents per asset. It completely changes the logic from, can we afford to make this, to why wouldn't we make an audio version of everything?
Okay, so we have the secure fortress, exam.net, which is hungry for content, and we have this infinite content engine, auto content API. Let's play matchmaker. If exam.net were to actually integrate this, what would that look like?
Well, let's start with the business side because exam.net has over 20,000 schools to support.
Right.
As a business, they have a classic software challenge. They've built these amazing complex tools like Desmos and JuJeribra into their platform. But a tool is only useful if someone knows how to use it.
That's so true. If I'm a history teacher and you throw a graphing calculator at me, I'm just going to panic.
Exactly. And the current solution is usually a boring written help article. Click here, then select this menu. Nobody reads it.
So the play here is for exam.net to use the engine to fix their own support docs.
Yes, they could feed all their technical documentation into the auto content API. The API could then generate, say, thousands of 60-second explainer videos.
So you'd have an AI avatar showing you exactly where to click, how to set up high security mode.
Exactly. And because it's an API, if they update the software next week, they just rerun the script.
No reshooting, no calling the voice actor back. The support is always perfectly in sync with the product.
Right. But there's another layer here for the business. Global expansion.
Okay, they're already in 20,000 schools.
But they want to be in more. They have these great case studies, like one from a high school in Scotland. It's a powerful story. But right now, that story is probably only in English.
And if they want to sell to a school district in Brazil or Japan,
they need it in Portuguese and Japanese. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages, so they could take that text case study and instantly generate video and audio versions for those markets.
So a teacher in Sao Paulo watches a video that feels native to them, hearing the story in their own language, and exam.net didn't need to hire a local film crew.
It gives them the marketing reach of a huge media company, but with a fraction of the cost and people. It's the automated enterprise model in action.
Okay, that saves the company money and helps them grow. I get that. But I always care most about the user, the teacher, and the student. So let's talk about what you called the study-to-exam pipeline.
This, for me, is where it becomes the killer app.
Paint the picture for me. I'm a high school history teacher. Unit on the Industrial Revolution is coming up. I have a dense, let's be honest, probably boring 50-page PDF that covers the curriculum. How does plugging the engine into the fortress change my week?
Okay, let's walk through it.
Huh?
Currently, you hand out the PDF, you hope the kids read it, and then you spend 3 hours on Sunday night writing a test.
Which I hate doing. And the kids probably hate reading the PDF.
Right. In this new workflow, you take that PDF, you upload it to an exam.net portal that's powered by Auto Content API. The engine immediately gets to work.
What's the first thing it does?
First, it generates a deep dive podcast, just like this. It creates two AI hosts discussing the Industrial Revolution, maybe debating the impact of the steam engine.
Okay, pause there. The value of that is massive. Auditory learning, being able to listen to the lesson on the bus or while walking the dog, that turns dead time into study time.
It makes the content accessible and, dare I say, bingeable.
Mm-hmm.
But the API doesn't stop there. It also generates a structured study guide and a timeline of key events.
Yeah.
And then, crucially, it generates the quiz.
A quiz. This is the bridge back to the fortress.
It's the bridge. The API extracts the key, facts, dates, names, causes, effects, and it generates a whole set of multiple choice and short answer questions from that PDF.
And the teacher can just grab those and put them into exam.net.
Because it's integrated, they could review the questions, maybe tweak a few, and then just click push them directly into the exam.net secure environment.
So the workflow becomes upload the PDF, the API teaches the students with audio and guides, the API writes the test, and the teacher hosts that secure test.
It connects the learning phase to the assessment phase seamlessly.
Mm.
The teacher moves from being a content creator to a content curator. They're not doing the grunt work anymore.
I want to touch on accessibility here too. Exam.net has text to speech, which is great, but often that's just a robotic voice reading the screen one word at a time. It's functional, but it's not engaging.
It can be really draining to listen to.
Yeah.
But with something like Auto Content API, you get high quality synthesis or even voice cloning. A teacher could take a dense handout for a student with dyslexia and turn it into a dynamic conversation. That breaks down the wall of text that's so discouraging for so many students.
That's a huge upgrade. But I have to play the skeptic for a minute here.
Please do.
We're talking about AI generating the study guide and the test. We've all seen AI hallucinate. We've all seen chatbots just make up facts. What if the engine decides the Industrial Revolution started in 1990?
That is the number one risk with this tech. If you just rely on the model's old training data, you risk those hallucinations. But and this is a key technical detail, Auto Content API has a specific feature called deep research.
And how is deep research different from just asking a normal chatbot a question?
It doesn't just guess based on its training. It actively browses the web in real time. It looks at reputable sources, news sites, government databases, academic papers, and it builds its answer from that live data. And it provides citations.
So it's fact-checking itself against the live internet.
Yes. So a teacher could say, generate a reading passage on the current economic situation in the Eurozone, and the API will pull fresh, accurate articles to build it. The content is grounded in reality.
This actually brings up a really interesting point about academic integrity. Usually when we talk about AI in schools, it's the enemy.
Right. It's students using ChatGPT to write their essays.
But here, we're flipping the script.
It's the great irony of this moment, isn't it? We're using AI to uphold academic integrity. Think about the problem of, let's call it thin testing.
Thin testing. I like that term. What do you mean?
It's when a teacher's overworked, so they just copy-paste questions from a textbook or an old exam they found online.
And the answers to those questions are all over Reddit and Chegg 5 minutes later.
Exactly. If the test exists anywhere else, it's compromised. But you use the Auto Content API to generate unique questions based specifically on the PDF you taught from that week.
It effectively doesn't exist on Google.
Correct. The answer key can't be leaked because the answer key was just generated 5 minutes ago. It rewards the student who actually engaged with the material, not the one who is best at Googling.
So if we step back and look at the whole picture, exam.net provides the safe space, the walls, the tools. Auto Content API provides the fuel, the quizzes, the podcasts, the study guides. It feels like we're moving from just digitizing a paper test to actually automating the education process.
It's a shift to that automated enterprise model for education.
Mm-hmm.
For too long, we've assumed that good teaching means doing everything yourself manually. We sort of martyr teachers on the altar of paperwork.
Right. It's this idea that the suffering is just part of the job description.
But if a tool can create a better audio-based study guide and a more secure, unique test in a fraction of the time, does clinging to the manual process actually help the student? I would argue it hurts them because it drains the teacher's energy.
It frees up the teacher to actually teach, to walk around the room to help the student who is stuck, to use that chat function to mentor a kid who's having a panic attack.
That is the core takeaway. The technology isn't replacing the teacher. It's removing the administrative bottleneck so the teacher can be human again. The fortress keeps the exam safe, and the engine does the heavy lifting, leaving the teacher free to do the real work.
It's been a fascinating look at how these two very different technologies, this fortress and this engine, could potentially create something really powerful together.
If I could leave our listeners with one thought, it would be this. We are moving into a world where we can automate the delivery of information through podcasts and videos and the assessment of it through quiz generation.
Okay.
So if the machine handles the delivery and the testing, what does the role of the teacher actually become?
That is the big question. If you're not the lecturer and you're not the grader, who are you?
I think, and I hope, it means they finally become mentors, not content dispensers. They stop being the source of facts and start being the guide on how to think about them. They teach critical thinking, not just memorization. And frankly, that's a shift worth automating for.
A mentor, not a content dispenser. I love that. A huge thank you for listening to this deep dive into exam.net and auto content API. It is a brave new world out there, so stay curious, and we will catch you in the next one.